Latinos now make up over 17% of the city's population. Because of this, the U.S. Census Bureau announced that Milwaukee must comply with the Voting Rights Act, which requires language assistance for voters in a language minority group if they reach more than 5% of the voting age population. This means that all election materials, including the Election Commission website, signs at the polling place, and ballots, must be offered in Spanish. Bilingual poll workers must also be available for certain communities. Susan Edmond is the director of the City of Milwaukee Election Commission. She says her office is already working to comply with the mandate.
What we've done thus far is we have completed most of the materials on our website. It is now in English and also in Spanish. We have sent out 52 letters to individuals that we have identified as leaders in the Hispanic community, asking them to help us recruit bilingual poll workers.
Some critics of the Voting Act requirement say the cost of going bilingual will put an added financial strain on local jurisdictions like Milwaukee. Edmond says the State Government Accountability Board will cover some costs, but the translation of the website and ballots will fall under the city's election budget. She says she does not believe the long-term costs will be that expensive, since it will be a single ballot.
The instructions will appear in English, and then below that they'll appear in Spanish. And then under all the contests, anything written will appear in English and then Spanish underneath it.
Edmond says Milwaukee voters can expect to see the changes by the February 21st local primary election. Selene Jawadi Escalera, Wisconsin Public Radio, Milwaukee.